Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper, who peeping the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
It is what it is.
What up, family? We back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev, your brother.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel. Brother Ghani, Aslam Alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back in the building for another episode, hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. Y'all know how we do at Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. And we got the show lined up. It has been an amazing 2020, I mean, to say the least. Every week has been, you know, a fire topic we've been discussing with the family. So, you know, we're going to keep it going this week. You know, we got a lot on the plate, a lot been happening in the news. But before we get started, my brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do y'all have any announcements for the family?
I had a great week. Very busy again, but still great. And no announcements. No announcements that I can... I'm done.
All right, you sure about that? Sound like you were
yeah.
hesitant.
Because I felt like right, I didn't have one, but it's fine.
Okay, no doubt. And Brother Mufasa, how was your week, my brother? And you got any announcements for us?
What's up? All is well. I ain't got no complaints. You know, life is grand. As far as announcements go, only announcement which I want to throw out there is wash your hands, keep your house clean. Does that
right.
count as an announcement?
Yeah, that counts. You know, we'll probably get
that
into that
counts.
A little later, but that does count.
Okay, that's my announcement.
That does count, my brother. All right. Well, yeah, y'all know how we do. This Collective Minds. It's not a spectator sport. Please give us a call and let us know your thoughts on the topic. Today we are talking about no other than the coronavirus, COVID-19. And the specific question we're asking is, you know, what are your thoughts on the response to COVID-19, you know, within the past couple of weeks? And we actually did a part one to this show a couple of weeks ago, but since then so much has transpired, so we decided that you know, we should just you know, follow up and discuss with the family, see what's on everybody's mind, and ask, like I say, specifically, what do you think of the response to the COVID-19? So just, I guess, to get caught up to speed, as of right now, they say there are around 3,000 cases of coronavirus, and there have been 60 deaths in the United States alone. That number is, of course, much larger worldwide. But since the show, I think Italy has shut down the entire country. I think they closed restaurants, stores, businesses. So Italy is pretty shut down. That's actually the next biggest spot that's been affected besides China. Okay. And as far as it goes over here, the U.S., we've seen, like I say, in the past week, they've canceled the NBA. They've canceled the PGA Tour. They canceled the NCAA March Madness. They canceled baseball. They canceled, in a lot of cities, gatherings with over 250,000 people, anything over 250 people. They're canceling those things. I think New York has issued a state of emergency. Dallas, a lot of major cities have issued state of emergencies. People have been going crazy, just buying up toilet tissue of all things. You know, the toilet tissue has been leaving the shelves, water. So it's been kind of a frenzy this past week. Oh, we talked about this too, the stock market crashed as well. So this past week, it fell even more. It kind of recovered a little bit on Friday. But for the most part, everything is down. The market has crashed. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency has crashed. You know, they're talking about as far as the oil things and oil prices. You know, they say the layoffs are coming. So there's a lot of things going on with this COVID-19. So we just want to, you know, holler at the family, check the temperature, get the response, and, you know, see how everybody's doing with all the Yes,
Brother Kevin. It sounds like the stock market is on this, the second stage of the coronavirus.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about to get pneumonia in a minute and be up out of it. Right now, it just got the fever. Right now, it got the fever. Yep. And yeah, and this hot off the press, the Fed
it is
cut
what it
interest
is.
Rates damn near to 0%. To try to keep
That's
up
right.
with the economy and not, you know, fall deeper into a recession. So they cut the interest rate to damn near 0%. So, I mean, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it as, dang, everything going down, blah, blah, blah. The economy is a mess. Or you can look at it as an opportunity to make some money. You can look at it as an opportunity to acquire some things, acquire some assets that will gain value over time. Like I say, interest rates are low, so that means interest rates on your houses are going to be a little lower, interest rates on cars are going to be a little low, and things like that. So, you know, it's one or two ways you can look at it depending on if you think the glass half empty or half full. But we going to get into it, though. We going to get into it. All right, so give us a call, y'all. This is not a spectator sport here at Collective Miners. The number is 929-477-1697. We are asking, you know, how do you feel about the response to the COVID-19, a.k.a. the coronavirus? And before we get to the call lines, family, we go to Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa. Queen Rigel first. You know, what are your thoughts on how everything has transpired this past week? It seems like things kind of escalated. And, you know, what do you think about the overall response to COVID-19?
It's interesting. You know, part of my perception, I'm reading it like definitely an experiment. And I think it's interesting because I'm noticing how I'm noticing a distinct difference in time. You know, like when we're younger, things we didn't have a lot of the technology then, and then there has been times even before we were even born that they dealt with similar situations and things like this, shortages of tissue, just different viruses and just things hitting the world. They have to try, you know, kind of quarantine and things like that. So the world have experienced it before. You know, the reason that I tie an experiment in with it is because now it's like someone is deciding to utilize the resources that we are dealing with now, like the social media and the different technology now, to be able to tell people and control the masses, which before they didn't have that ability. It's just like it just spread and things kind of got, you know, the word around town moved a little bit slower, you know. So now that we have technology in place where it allows us to, the communication can move at a faster pace now. You know, I think it's being utilized as far as being able to spread the word. So things are different. It ain't just about seeming, it is different. It's a different time. The response of it, I think the response is in direct relation to the resources and the tools that we have now. You know, it's like you make something and you always look forward. You can't wait to use it or wear it or whatever, you know. So it's showcasing the things that was created, the technology, is utilizing the technology to spread the word about, hey, we have this, you know, this situation amongst us, and take heed. Do I think it's overreacting? Possibly. I'm not really leaning on that so much because it's like I said before in the last show, it's still something that can harm us. You know, whether one person get it, whether 10 people get it, whether a million people get it. So I treat it no different than like something else that's out here that I just don't want to catch. You know, I don't want to catch a common cold. I don't want to catch, you know, the flu, any of those things. So I'm willing to protect myself. It's unfortunate that everybody is at a much higher. I think that everybody's on a red. You know, everybody is. I don't know if it got to the point where it should be a red, but it's definitely a red because they're going out. All the tissue is gone. I don't understand why that is happening, you know, amongst the vitamins and a lot of other things that nobody's even tripping off of. So those types of things are interesting. Some of the things that I'm pretty sure most people have already thought about, you know, it's like because they're so obvious, you know, but it's just, I guess I can kind of, because I can say much more, but basically my opinion hasn't changed too much from last time. It's just I'm just sharing a different perspective than I did the last show. Last show I just felt like, which I still do, it's something serious to me because it's something that you can catch and die from, you know. But, you know, as far as the level of severity, you know, I don't really want to judge too much of that. The response is making it more more critical, the way that people are responding to it. Because, like, if you don't want to rush out and get the tissue, it's almost like you're forced to, because it's like at some point you're going to need tissue. These are basic things that you buy all the time. So it's like if it comes to a point where I need some and there's none there, so now I feel like, okay, I need to go out and get tissue just to have for when I need it. Versus, you know, like a lot of other people is being controlled to go out and get it, perhaps that, okay, the tissue is, I don't know what are they using the tissue for. Maybe you guys know what is, you know, is it, why is it just tissue and water and just a few little things and not the other things that's just as equally important or even not even more important than tissue. You know, maybe you guys can speak on that because I have no idea why, but, you know, I can kind of leave it there and just,
Well, I do want to ask you this right before you go. And trust me, I'm not throwing no wine. But I want to ask you this question. Because I got all that just to say. But I want, can you make it plain for me? Do you feel that this administration has done a good job responding to this thing? Or do you think they haven't done a good job responding?
Well, if we're
just to make it plain for
the administrator. Okay, just for my own clarity, like, is that
tomorrow,
part
Trump,
oh, never mind.
Trump and the administration?
No, I think they did a good job in responding to it. The government.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, I think their response is kind of like it's going hand in hand with the public. I think a lot of the things is persuaded on both ends. You know, I think it's I think they're working together as far as the response. So as far as the response, like I was saying, is more so the, how society is now, like putting everybody at a standstill. But I think they're utilizing the technology and the, using today's times in which we have to work with in order to spread the word, which before they couldn't do it like that. So I can't say whether or not it's a good job or bad job per se. It's just what I recognize they're doing. They're using their, and I think, and the reason why I keep saying, and the reason why I think that's important to say is because if it wasn't for that, I don't know if we would be rushing out and getting tissue. If it wasn't for the country or America shutting down a lot of things, you know, if those things wasn't closing down, they weren't closing down schools, I think the public would probably respond differently too. And maybe perhaps if the public wouldn't go out rushing out getting the stuff, maybe it'll calm the media down, you know, where they realize they're not persuading a certain way. That's just really what my opinion is. I'm not really judging it as a good or bad thing. I just see it that way.
Okay. So let me try to answer the thing about the tissue. Like you, I'm totally confused and lost with this whole toilet tissue thing. I think it's the dumbest thing ever that people are going out here buying all this toilet tissue and not stocking up on food, cleaning supplies, first aid supplies. I don't know how this got started. Who started that trend? But that's the dumbest thing ever. Like, you worried about toilet tissue during this time? I mean, I don't get that. I'm lost in that one. Maybe one of the callers can shed some light on that, but I'm lost on that too. As far as how this administration is handling it, I'm going to jump off the limb and say I think they're doing a fantastic job. I think Trump has done the best he can to keep the American people calm. Some people are going to say, he ain't done enough. See, it just shows that you can't win either way. You know, even when they got together today, well, first of all, let me go back by saying January 31st, he, you know, enacted that travel ban to China. If he hadn't done that, I mean, we could have been looking like Europe right now. A lot of people would, you know, would say that was a bad idea, and they don't, you know, don't like that. But hey, I think it was a fantastic job. He hurried up, shut the travel down in China, did that, has restricted now incoming flights or outgoing flights to Europe. So I think he responded well on that, but he still is trying to keep a calm, cool head and say, look, you know, come on, we know this is a pandemic, but let's not freak out here. He put together that task force, the coronavirus task force, and that task force has basically been briefing every day. You know, every day you can see the White House doing a briefing on it, and that's led by Pence, Vice President Pence, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, have been in charge of that. But they've been briefing the people every day, being transparent. The drive-through testing, and look at this. We're talking about a world crisis here. So to react in a month or two to start setting these things down and getting these heads of companies together and coming up with solutions, I think they've done a great job. You know, just today when the task force met, Trump was saying, reiterating to the people that, you know, stay calm. He said he was on the phone with different CEOs of stores, like the Target, Whole Foods, the Campbell Company, General Mills, Cisco, Costco, public supermarkets, and basically just saying, like, hey, all these stores are working together to keep the store stocked. So people, please, just go out and do your normal shopping. Don't go too crazy. So he's trying to keep people calm and let people know, just do your normal shopping. We're doing our best to make sure that things are going to stay stocked up. So just calm down. But for whatever reason, people losing their mind on the toilet tissue. I don't want to start telling my dad again. I don't know why. But like I say, I think he's done a good job to try to get the American people to stay calm. At the same time, though, taking the steps to limit the virus from spreading even further by stopping with the travel, getting these different companies together to work on vaccines. I think tomorrow they're going to even start rolling out here in Missouri, possibly, I guess, across the country, where you can do the drive-through testing. I know that's starting here tomorrow, where you can do the drive-through testing to get yourself checked out. You know, there was rumors going around about stores was going to close. See, these are people that's, you know, that's panicking and freaking out. But as far as the administration is saying, look, stay cool, take the normal steps, wash your hands, you know. They're trying to keep people cool, but people be freaking out. But, you know, so I want to say I think Trump has done a fantastic job. I think the task force he put together has done a great job. Now just the people need to do a good job of doing all, taking the steps and measures. Keep yourself clean, like I said in the beginning of the show. Keep yourself clean. Keep your house clean. And this is stuff that we talked about a couple weeks ago when we discussed this. Boost your immune system. I'm sitting here sipping on my smoothie now, my berry and spinach smoothie. And keep your immune system boosted. Keep yourself clean. Just, you know, take normal precautions. So, you know, I'll fall back there, but I myself, I think this administration has done a fantastic job. Oh, and I was watching Friday too. I saw the Dow go up about 2,000 points. So, I mean, hey, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that was pretty good. But I'll fall back now and let's see what
so
Brother Ted got.
So you're encouraging everybody to go out and take the test too, because I know they are. Like you said, they're going to be doing those tests tomorrow, starting tomorrow. Are you encouraging everybody to go out and get those tests, or what are you saying about that?
I don't encourage everybody to do it. I only encourage elder people who already have, you know, maybe health issues, to go out and do it. You know, if you're feeling sick, go out and do it. If you're feeling okay, no, I don't think you should flock out, run out, and go get yourself tested. You know, we should fall back and let you know, elderly people or people that are sick already who don't know if they just got a common cold or flu or what, these are the people who should go out and get tested first. So it should be a priority thing. That's me, myself. I don't recommend everybody just run out and flock to go get tested. You know, you have to use some type of common sense there. If you're feeling ill, yeah, go ahead and do your thing. I know I've heard people say that some of these, you know, you might have it for 2 weeks and not know. You know, but like I said, it's some people that's out here already sick, coughing, hacking, not feeling good. These are people who need to go out and get themselves tested right away. If you're feeling good, you're feeling okay, I mean, take your time. You know, because we already know it's going to be a flock of folks flooding to go get these tests probably. So in order to help with all the long lines and delays, if you're feeling okay, you know, and you, you know, middle-aged person to, you know, young adult, and you're feeling okay, then no, don't run out right away and get tested. When the things calm down a little bit, then, you know, go out and get tested. But if you're feeling sick, yeah, you know, go ahead and do what you need. Handle your business and make sure you, you know, roll the dice and get tested.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But that's why your boy is sitting here drinking his smoothie and trying to keep my keeping my hands and stuff clean, so I don't have to feel sick and have to go get tested. Because really, no, I don't want to go get tested. So I'm doing everything
that's
in my power to make sure I'm feeling good, so I ain't got to mess with it.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, family. If you just joined this Collective Minds Radio, that was our brother Mufasa Ra. Before that, you heard Queen Rigel, my brother Kev. And we are talking about, you know, what are your thoughts on the response to the coronavirus? Whether we talk about the administration or we talk about people grabbing, clearing the shelves or the toilet tissue. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. The number is 929-477-1697. And we will get to the call lines in 1 second. So yeah, my brother just went in on how the administration, you know, how are they handling the response to the coronavirus. I'm gonna say this: I think in this situation, I think Trump and administration kind of dropped the ball. And I'm gonna say this because I believe that this is above Trump's pay grade, because I feel like Trump initially he was really kind of downplaying it and saying, "Hey, there's nothing to worry about. We're gonna be cool," which is true. You dig what I'm saying? That is true. We should have stayed calm, but I think he got caught off guard because the powers that be, people above him, we're talking about, you know, some people say the Illuminati or whatever, the New World Order, who control the world. We're talking about international bankers. We're talking about people who control the world, people who control the money, the banking systems. They essentially made the call to start shutting everything down, right? And that was above Trump's pay grade. I think he just got caught off guard. I think in this case, he's just an employee. You know, we always say the president, you know, people who are aware and are conscious, we know that the president is just a figurehead. He doesn't really call the shots. He's an employee. He has advisors every morning. And, you know, they talk about things, but he's just an employee. He has to carry out specific orders that are given to him. And that's no different in this case. I think he could have got in front of it had he took it a little more serious, even though I'm kind of on, I see what he's saying as far as, you know, people just need to remain calm. We're going to take care of it. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know, he was trying to do that. But when, you know, when the NBA started to shut down, it started to get real for the common folk, you know, for the masses. That's when it started to get real. When, you know, they started canceling concerts, they started canceling schools and doing online classes and things like that. That's when it started to become real to the people. And that's when the panic started to set in. And I think Trump and the administration, they could have got ahead of that had they took maybe some more measures, even though, you know, he said there's nothing to worry about. But had he took some more measures earlier, he probably could have prevented, you know, some of the hysteria, in my opinion. Like
what,
I said, I
give
think
me an
this
example
is,
of what type of measures you're talking about.
I don't think he should have been as far as he shouldn't have been as nonchalant as saying it's nothing to worry about. It's a Democratic hoax. You know, because there's certain speeches where he was saying this is a Democratic hoax to kind of, you know, disrupt the election and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so I think he could have kind of reeled back on that. He probably could have put possibly the European ban in a little early. I know he banned China or the flights from China in January. Maybe he could have tightened up on the European side as well.
So you don't think they reacted fast enough? So you don't think they reacted fast enough?
No, I don't. But in his defense, like I said, I think this was above his pay grade and he didn't see this coming. I believe that he was thinking that, you know, it would blow over because I'm sure he knew about, you know, H1N1, the swine flu, which was in 2009, and how even though a lot of people were affected and a lot of people died then, and also the World Health Organization declared that a pandemic as well, but things didn't get as crazy as they're getting now. So I'm thinking that, you know, maybe he was thinking, okay, we got a risk flu season, these things pop up, it'll blow over, you know, we'll start, you know, take little small measures, it'll blow over eventually. But I think he got hit when the powers that be start canceling things. NBA, NCAA, like these are major institutions, you know, that are all part of the matrix. And when they shut down, then that affects the people. You know, it's a ripple effect with the people. And not to mention the media apparatus is also putting that fear on the masses. So I don't think it's something where, you know, the public can kind of control. I think the majority of the people still believe in the mainstream media. The majority of Americans still watch it. If it comes on the news, it's golden, it's real. That goes for CNN, Fox, CBS, NBC, whoever. the majority of the American people believe the media. Now, for me, I don't. I take anything the media says with a grain of salt, and then I go and try to do my own research. I know that it's a propaganda machine. I know that it's a fear machine, and I understand that they all read from the same script. They get the this is why you don't see different news. I mean, pretty much all around the country, the news shows are the same. You know, you can go from the morning news to the evening news. They're all pretty much the same, reading from the same script. They have the same voice inflections. They have the same media training. That is to keep the American public asleep. And that is really no different in this case. So they got their orders to pump fear into the public, and then the hysteria started going. And then once again, like I say, once you know, these major sporting events started to cancel, then it became even realer for you know, for the population. And then people started to panic and do what they do. So overall, I think that. Yes, sir.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just want to
start. No, go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
I'm with everything you're saying, and that's why, for me, that's why I think that the administration did do a good job, because it's like you're saying. I mean, it's the private sector that's making people go into a panic. You know what I'm saying? They're the reason people out here buying toilet tissue like a fool. You know, it's them that's causing the panic. But the administration is trying to tell people to keep cool, because just like how you said, Trump knows that there's some bulls. There's some bulls. He already knows that this stuff's going, it is going to blow over. Now, I know some people out there are going to disagree with me and say, oh, this is you know, the coming of the Lord or whatnot. This is it. But I don't believe it. I disagree. This is just like all the other stuff that we didn't have, all these other different flus.
It is what it is.
So I think that's why I say I think they're doing a good job. But it's the private say it's all these other people that's acting up fool and causing a muck. If he would have been fell into their hands, he would be overreacting, which is like what everybody else is kind of doing. They're overreacting. You know what I'm saying? We didn't do this. Why come we didn't stop NBA, you know, all these different games? Why we didn't do all this stuff for all these other blues and stuff that came out? Why we didn't do that then, but we're doing it now?
Right, but that's why I was saying they hand in hand, because like what you're saying and what Brother Kevin said, if the NBA, those are big entities. Those ain't just the regular common folk. So they are shutting down.
Right,
right. Yeah.
Because
of direct
effect on society. Right, but it's not the administration.
To a degree, we all are, because that's what the voting system is. So they just on a different scale. No, they're not quote-unquote politicians and things like that, but they influence the politicians. They work together as a one, though, to get – for both of them to get their agenda done and across. If you operate in any type of business and stuff, something especially on a major scale, you're going to have a relation, some type of political relationship. So they do work hand in hand. So because that if they start to shut things down, like if the airport shuts down or the you know, the stores, all those things, NBA, just things and businesses, big businesses that actually have a real function throughout the community, if they start shutting down, that's going to affect how the community react and responds too, because they feel like, oh, man, they shutting down schools. This stuff must be serious. You know, so I think they go hand in hand. I think they go hand in hand, though. To me, you can see things on both ends throughout the society and throughout the, you know, the government. You can see things on both ends. At least I can.
I say this last thing about it before y'all go to the call line. That's why this administration is different, because for me, Trump moves a little bit differently than how we used to seeing past politicians move. He's not the average, the ordinary politician. And that's why this, to me, this administration is handling it and moving a little bit different than another administration would have. So I'll get the time to go into that later.
Yeah, let me finish up this point, too, real quick.
And it is we'll hit
the
what
call
it
lines
is.
In 1 second, family. The number is 929-477-1697. We're discussing the response to the coronavirus. Just one quick point, and then we hit the call lines. If we look at the timeline and how things have been progressing, you can kind of see that the orders to shut everything down really kind of came from the top. Now, when I say the top, I mean the international bankers, major corporations, things like that. Besides China, the first country outside of China to shut down was Italy. And we all know that the Vatican, which is another powerful entity, is in Italy. Okay. Italy has a growing older population. Their population is older. They have a large percentage of people over the age of 25, which could be a reason that they have a large fatality rate. Okay. But just keep in mind the Vatican is there. Okay. Then a few weeks ago, a lot of top CEOs were resigning or relinquishing their position. You had the guy at Disney who relinquished his position. There was a few other CEOs, and then Bill Gates just announced he's stepping down from the Microsoft board. Okay, all these things, in my opinion, kind of tie into. And then if you look, the first thing that happened was the crash 2 weeks ago. Right, it started, I believe, on a Thursday because I kind of watched the market on a daily. It started, I believe, on like a Thursday. So the market started to go down, and like I said on a previous show, when that happens, this is not like $1 million coming about the market, $2 million. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars that are being pulled out of the market. These are not regular investors. These are people who, again, have global corporations. They have global power. They're part of the big banks, as we call them. And they started to pull money out of the economy. So when they started to pull their money, a lot of the, regular investors started to panic, and then they started pulling their money, and then it's just a domino effect. So that was one of the things that happened. And once that happened, the economy started tanking. Then you started to see the NBA say they're going to stop. The NCAA, which is, these are billion-dollar institutions that are saying that we're going to suspend games or we're not going to have our major tournaments due to this virus. So it was kind of a ripple effect. And then once the major institutions started doing it, then you see the government started doing, okay, we're going to start closing schools. We're going to, you can't have events with over 1,000 people or 250 people and things like that. Then it just starts a ripple effect. And before you know it, I predict in the next week or two, they may just shut down everything. They may just say nobody can leave. We're going to quarantine the whole city for the next couple of weeks until this thing is under control. You see what I'm saying? Quote, unquote, under control. But again, it's just a ripple effect. And once the people at top start to show that they're divesting or not investing in the economy and the recession and all that stuff starts to hit, then you see that the smaller institutions start to follow suit just because they really have no other choice. So I think it kind of started at the top. And just to reiterate, this was above Trump. I think he was hoping that it would just kind of blow over, but they kind of hit him with something different. And again, he's just an employee. He can only do what he's advised to do. He doesn't really have any major power like that. He can do what he can, but there's people above him that can call shots. You get what I'm saying? But I digress. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. We can hit the call lines. We are discussing.
It is what it is.
Response to the coronavirus, COVID-19. How do you think the administration is responding? How do you think people in general are responding to this coronavirus? Let's hit the call lines.
Okay, area code 314-361. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment? Caller? Caller, are you there? Now we can.
Peace, we hear you now.
Okay, we can't hear him. We lost you, caller.
We lost you. Yeah, we lost you, caller.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost the caller. Okay, next caller.
Oh, he came in for a second. But we'll try to get back to you, caller. Hello, you there?
Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you now. Go ahead, sir. Loud and clear. Now, we cannot hear you. We lost
you. Okay, area code 314. 381, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Man, Kevin, where you come up with this stuff from?
What's it
about? Things come from the top. My goodness. It's the governor's.
Oh, yeah.
Governor of California.
It comes from the top. No.
I don't listen to you. The other stuff make people scared. The governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan. You had Andrew Cuomo. You had DeWine, the governor in Ohio. They said that there will be no gathering of people. In Ohio, it was 100. Most places, it was 250. Well, if the governor say there will be no gathering, then you can't gather. You can't have a stadium full of people. That's what closed these events down. The federal government can't tell a high school or tell a school district you got to close your schools. They have no jurisdiction there. And
Go ahead. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah,
that's
where it comes from. The NBA and NFL, those are privately owned corporations. Well, they may not.
Exactly.
Well, those are privately owned entities. Bankers don't have nothing to do to say to them. And really, in NBA, it may be karma for them players dissing President Trump.
Okay, well, answer me this. When you have $1 trillion taken up out of the economy in one day, who's doing that?
What do you mean $1 trillion? When you buy stock, when you get into the stock market, the old cliche is buy low, sell high.
Fact.
Stocks was high as the devil. Matter of fact, if you had bought, what's the coffee company?
Starbucks. Yeah.
In January, Starbucks was $92. On January the 1st, it was $92. The 21st, it was $92. On January the 11th, well, even later than that, it dropped. Oh, just here lately, the other day, March the 11th, it was $64. So what are you doing in a case like that?
Everything's been
going
down. Hang on. No, everything's been going down, but
that's when you make money.
But remember. Exactly. Remember what I said. I said the last time we talked about the coronavirus, I said the stock market was due for a correction because it has been going up over the last 5 to 10 years. It's been going
it
up.
It would have done
up.
It
so
for
it,
Easter
it,
for Easter eggs. I mean, it ain't no big. Hey,
no,
you listen. You sell a Starbucks short stock January at $94. And just here last week, you buy it back at $64. You make $56 a share.
You would have made some money if you shorted it. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the point that the Dow and the S&P and all these financial.
Well, yeah, they react to how people.
They
react
lost
to people's
money.
Emotions.
So what I'm saying is, when you take all that money out of the economy, that's not regular Joe Smo investor that's just taking money out. Those are big banks and big institutions who are dictating the market and taking money out. That way it looks like, you know, it's
no,
going
banks
into a recession,
and institutions
and then,
don't dictate the market, Kevin. I used to teach stocks and options at Harris Stowe in their brand new library there where they have about 15 computer desks. That's not what
so
the banks don't have nothing to do with
that. Don't, you saying investment banks don't dictate the market? No, you know better than that.
What dictates the market is heavy buying or heavy selling.
And who's doing the heavy buying and selling? These are investment banks.
People that have stock.
We're talking, have you heard of the term whale? You know what a whale is? When it
what
comes
about
to
a
the
whale?
Stock market. A whale, those are the big investment banks, and they sway the tide of the market. That's why they're called whales.
Well, if they do heavy buying and heavy selling, yes, they
create,
do. But what I'm saying,
exactly.
What I'm saying is,
so they will dictate
what,
the. Yes, sir.
Well, what I'm saying is they do that all the time.
Exactly. But what, like I said last week, the coronavirus is a good alibi to crash the market and bring about this recession. And then when they do that, you have other institutions.
They're not going to intentionally crash no market. They have a fiduciary duty.
Yes, they
to do
will.
The best that
they
can. They
will, because when they pull their money out, they're going to buy it up when it goes low. They're going
to
pull their money out.
That's what you're supposed to do. You buy, you sell high and buy low.
I didn't say they weren't supposed to do that, but I'm saying when they do that, they're going to.
So where's the conspiracy coming in at?
The conspiracy is they're going to create a domino effect with this recession, and in turn, you have these other institutions like the NBA, NCAA, all these other institutions, government,
NBA
shutting down.
NBA and them had nothing to do with that. NBA is a private company. Reason they probably didn't want to have.
No. Family. It's all part of an integral. It's all part of our society.
Listen.
These are the things that run our society.
Listen. Y'all doing a fantastic job, but I'm missing. But there's something I'm missing here. I still have yet to hear the caller say how he feels this administration is handling.
Donald Trump is doing an excellent job. What is the federal government supposed to do as far as these things you tell? That's not their responsibility. They're not supposed to tell people to nothing. What he did was told people to be calm. The same thing way Roosevelt did back during after Pearl Harbor.
Well, one thing, now, if he would have kept that pandemic team that he let go because he didn't want people just standing around for nothing, if he would have kept the pandemic team, maybe they could have got ahead of it and may had some measures that maybe he wasn't privy to.
No,
but then
that's not his call. You know who call that is? You know who runs?
Well,
you know,
part of the
in
administration,
a case,
we know the boss takes all the heat.
What goes on in the city of St. Louis? Who controlled whose calls in the city of St. Louis?
What do you mean? As far as the overall look, the mayor is in control, and then you have
when you have a dire health crisis, who does the calling in the city of St. Louis?
When you say a dire health crisis,
yes. Who makes the
it
call?
It should be some health department. It should be some.
Exactly. It's your chief health official.
Right.
It's the chief health official in the city of St. Louis. He closes down whatever he has to close down. That is the last call. At the federal level, you got the Secretary of Health. They are the chief. If they say close the borders, they close the borders. They tell the president to close the borders.
Right.
You know what they should be doing, too, when they test for this coronavirus? They need to be testing for STDs and STIs. That ain't no kidding, because you got cities like Baltimore and Jackson, Mississippi, 1 and 2 with STD rankings. That there in itself is a health problem. And if you're carrying STDs or STIs, which is a sexually transmitted infection, you are compromising your immune system.
That's right. That's right. Yes, indeed. Let's,
and look
we
at Walnut Park. Walnut Park was so heavy, if you walk down the street on Union from West Florissant down to Highway 70, you liable to catch it just by walking through that neighborhood.
Oh, man. That hurt my heart.
Hilarious.
Wow. That's
yes,
true.
No, Carla.
Now, let me get on you about the toilet paper.
But
no,
let
me tell you about
no, toilet. Real quick. You got to make it. Do it in a minute, Carla. We're going to give you a chance because we want to get to some other callers. Go
well,
ahead.
If you hadn't been arguing with me on the other thing, I would have been done.
Go ahead, Carla.
Here's the thing is with the toilet paper. In socialist countries, take Venezuela, for instance. You got a lot of immigrants in this country. What, 11 million or so illegals? One of the things that they usually have a shortage of is milk, eggs, bread, and toilet paper. And people from those areas are still carrying those type of havocs. So they'll run and start hoarding what they are used to hoarding. Now, here where I am down here in Louisiana, nobody's making a run on Whole Foods. Whole Foods got bread. They got toilet paper and everything. You know what's the difference? It's the cost.
Right.
So that's why you don't see it. And another thing about this
real
virus.
Quick, Carla,
you know, nature has a way. Nature has a way of cleansing the earth. So a lot of people are going to get killed from time to time because of natural calamities. People say that blacks don't catch it. Blacks in America will come down with these viruses. In America, period, Americans have a very weak immune system because the country is so sanitized. You're not living like you would be living in a country in Africa where your immune system is constantly taxed, and it would have to make these adjustments. Now, somebody from West Africa, their immune system is going to be higher. Stronger than the average person here in the United States, especially black folks. But that's the way it is. Africans come here, they catch chicken pox, measles, a cold, the flu. When they get over that and they go back home, their immune system is much, much more stronger than it was when they initially left. But a black American, you take them and put them over in one of those countries, well, you know, they have to take shots for certain things before they go there. That's what's recommended. If you don't, you're taking a chance because you're not African and your immune system is not up to being able to protect you from what you're going to be exposed to over there. Okay, I leave.
All right. Yes, indeed, Carla. We appreciate you. Yes, indeed. We go to call lines. If you just joined this family, it's Collective Minds Radio. We are discussing the response to the coronavirus. What are your thoughts, the administration or you know, otherwise, give us a call, 929-477-1697. Let's hit the call lines.
Go Trump.
Area code. Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just got a question. So that means I can't come down there to that little ugly yellow building and get some bat fried rice?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
No, that's it. That's it. That's an inside joke, y'all.
Oh, okay. Get some bat fried rice.
He's talking about one of the little chop suey joints on Union. When Bianchi brought up Union.
Oh.
That little Chinese spot, it's a little Chinese spot on Union that he's talking about. Yeah, it's still open, man. They got all the bat, cat, rats you want. You can still come get.
Oh,
awesome. No, I just, well, on a serious note, though, I think everybody's just getting into a big panic. People who actually need that stuff, like that are on their last and they're actually trying to do their weekly grocery shopping or, you know, get their supplies, and they actually need them and they can't get them. And I just see everybody going into a panic. And just, I mean, even the liquor shelves here were empty.
Right.
They went to Walmart and cleared it out.
Right. So the question is, what makes people go into the panic? See, that's why I blame the media, because the media is the herding apparatus. The media has the power in America to herd people, herd sheep, herd people, sheeple, right?
But
people are going into a panic, but they're going into a panic. Why? Because the media is telling them to. And they don't,
yeah.
You know, people don't do the research themselves and really figure out, you know, Google viruses, go to the CDC website, go to these websites, and the information is right there as far as who's dying, the number of cases, and all that.
And I think Trump did right by telling people to stay calm and quit hoarding, you know.
Yeah.
But
like I said,
other than that, they're doing what they can.
Right,
they're just
right.
doing what they can. But
yeah,
you go get to the next call.
Arrogance. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thanks, caller. But yeah, I think Trump's arrogance kind of got in the way on this one. I think if he wouldn't have been so nonchalant at the beginning, he could have possibly seen this coming and had some things in place. Even if he could have got, you know, that pandemic team back or something to that effect. You know what I'm saying? But I think his arrogance was like, oh, it's nothing, which I'm agreeing. It's a virus. It should be taken seriously. But it's no different than any other virus that pops up. And, you know, we have to take those precautions to deal with it and figure out, you know, if we can get some vaccines or whatever. But it's no different than that. And I think he was thinking that, and he said that to the public, but I think that may have been a mistake because now these other people, the people above him, put in place where they're going to shut everything down, and now he has to respond, you know. But
see,
I digress.
I wait. I got something to say on that, but I'm going to wait. Let's get the calls.
Let's go. Let's hit the call line.
Okay. Area code 314-361. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I've been listening, and I'm going to just get straight to some serious points. A lot of stuff has been said is good, but this is no, this is some very, very high profile, serious stuff that's going on. First of all, this it did start outside of the country. A lot of people didn't really take over there in China and Korea, they didn't take that stuff serious. When you got 80 million people on lockdown, cannot walk out the streets, onto the streets, when you got 80 million people, some of them being welded shut in their apartment buildings where they cannot even get out if they wanted to, worse than a jail. No connections to medical treatment, food, or whatever. It's serious. We were over here very comfortable. And when you got people that's just actually just dying, this ain't like a cold, like you just got a simple cold. It has a, those are just the symptoms, but then all of a sudden it attacks your respiratory system and then you're not able to breathe and then it just takes you out to where your chest collapse and you are just, and then there's no cure. Now, we may say, oh, they got a cure, but if they do, it's not out there now and it's people dying. And the epidemic is spreading real bad. Now, the governments might be behind it based on, like you're saying, the money, the banks, or whatever. But in the meantime, people are dying. Now, you mentioned about Trump doing a great job. I was very disappointed the other day seeing him with pictures of other prominent administrative people that's got coronas that showed up, all of his. Even people in the White House staff that went over there with him out the country, they had it. Then it come to him, he was asked clearly, would he be tested? Oh, I might get around to it. I might get around. Being a leader, you would say, you know what? I was exposed, and I'm getting tested first thing in line. But we do know if he did have it, as much as we've seen in so much lying and corruption, he wouldn't admit it. And if he did, we know he got the powers and the resource with Russia and all them other countries if it is a cure out there, you better believe. And with the money he got, he has access and resources to make it happen for him. So when he come back and said he is tested free of it, that's because of resources, money, and power that he's in. But in the meantime, it's to be taken serious. I wouldn't be shaking hands with people. I would be very cautious. The thing that concerns me, and I'm not trying to throw the race thing out there again, I see so many whites, Italians and Europeans, and also Asians and Koreans are the ones that are mainly affected. I haven't seen no blacks, and people say the guy that's in the Jazz basketball team was black and he has it. But if you do the research and background and Google him, he is from out of another country. He came to play for America. You got to look at his European background, and he goes back and forth out the country. So that's why I really question that. The last point that I want to make, it's not about the tissue paper and all like that. It's about what's happening now. If you did not take this stuff serious and you go to the store now, okay, now there's not no tissue paper. There's no water. They're bought out. Now what you going to do now? And we're not talking about you can drive across the state line and go get something. We talking about you will literally have to leave out the country to go get somewhere where you can get supplies. And that's only for how long? People go through stuff pretty fast. I want to see what this situation going to be like 2 weeks from now. It's going to be a different conversation. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a panic. There is going to be a shortage. Your refrigerator might have stuff in it now. Your refrigerator might have, your belly might be full now. You might not have, you know, just they're closing restaurants throughout the whole state of Illinois. A lot of, when you've seen Disney, a lot of people think it's 3,000 or 4,000 people that run Disney. No, it is 70,000 employees that work for Disney. When major places like that shut down, that means it's an epic, it's a pandemic. It's not. It's spreading fast. So
no.
My thing is,
let me ask you something.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I want to ask you this now. And I heard what you said about Trump. And you do know he put together this task force. So it's two parts. One is, how do you feel that the job that the task force has done? And if you don't agree with what they have done, what could they have done better? And also, did you hear them today when they spoke to the public and they said that, hey, that Trump sat down and talked with all these CEOs of all these different stores, and he wanted to assure the public that we're not going to run out of these supplies. He was just trying to, he was telling the people, stop hoarding the products. If people would stop hoarding the products, they would be there on the shelves. So what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, when you are rich and you got everything around you, that's easy to say. That's like saying, hey, don't go over there and get that money. But if you got millions and millions of dollars and you comfortable, you straight. But you got some people that know starvation. You got some people who know what it's like to not have. It's the have and have not. And when the have nots is used to being not having, you cannot tell them. It's, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing. It's a psychological thing. When your baby is crying, when it's you and you don't have, then it's different. But when you got it, you don't really see the significance of it. So it's more poor people in America than rich. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
That's a fact.
So by it being more poor people, of course, you cannot, it's, you know, it's like telling me telling you, oh, you go be just hang in there, brother. You go be okay. But I'm sitting over here with a fortress and a mansion, stock refrigerator. But you don't even got that. You living, you know what I'm saying? You got maybe some sardines and crackers and pork and beans. But I'm telling you, hang in there, brother. It's gonna be okay. That's easy for that person to say that.
Also, too, let me say something real fast. I hate
go ahead.
To jump in there, but real fast to that point too. I was gonna mention it earlier when it was brought up. I don't think he can really make that promise. I don't think he can really make that promise because if we have a situation, because we get a lot of stuff from out of the country, a lot of products and stuff, a lot of tissue. So there could be a time where it could be a shortage. You just never know. I don't know. I just don't know if he can just so much make that promise either, though. I just thought that was kind of interesting because I don't think he really knows. You know, I think it could come a time where some things could be scarce, you know, if it continues to go the way it's going, you know, what is his plan
right.
to ensure that all the products are still here if we get so many things from out the country?
Well, I have one question. I'm going to piggyback on that. One question. Do you honestly believe that if he did have the coronavirus, that he would do the right thing, quarantine himself for the 2 weeks or whatever? Could you see him doing that? That's my question.
Yeah, I can see that. But now look, I want to do something real quick. I want to respond to something that Carla said because we got to keep things in perspective, right? We have to keep things in perspective and not just go by what the news is selling us. When it comes to this virus and like many other viruses, the people who are dying are elderly, people who have existing health conditions, and people with weak immune systems. So the people who are most vulnerable would be babies, newborn babies with immune systems that's not developed, elderly people, and people with existing health conditions. If you have a healthy immune system, you will beat the coronavirus 95-96% of the time. This is what the media is not telling you. I have seen a few interviews that you have to do your research of people who have had the coronavirus, right? And they've treated it with over-the-counter stuff. Some of them may have went to the hospital and got some help if it got too severe, but they were able to survive. So we cannot fall into the trap that the media is pushing that this is some ultra-deadly virus. According to the numbers, right, we're talking numbers, there are 330 million Americans, right? There are only 60 fatalities to date from the coronavirus. 60 people. So we have to put this thing in perspective. 330 million people. We're talking about 60 deaths, and we're talking about around 3,000 cases right now. Of course, we want to get ahead of it. We want to stop it from spreading. But look at those numbers and compare that to the measures that these people are taking in response to this. Something's not adding up to me again.
Yeah, that's true.
Not adding up to me. You see what I'm saying?
I have one other question and then I'm done. I have one other question that I heard that was alarming that I heard today earlier. You may say social media or on the news. Can it also be coronavirus be transferred from animals like dogs and cats? This is a big issue because now it's getting to a point they almost finna quarantine dogs from, especially in the inner cities in the building. Can the coronavirus be transferred from them walking? Somebody can spit on the sidewalk. Can the dog, you walk your dog, bring the coronavirus into the homes? This is another serious subject that's going on.
Yes.
And
yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We'll get to some other calls, but let me just answer that. From my understanding and research, yes, it can be transferred from animals to humans and vice versa. Because they actually start a lot of these viruses, bird flu, swine flu, they actually start in the animal kingdom, and then they're transferred to humans, a lot of these viruses. So, yes, they can be transferred, but a lot of the things, like again, it's transferred through droplets of saliva, spit, sweat, of someone who's contaminated. It's not airborne. It's not anything like that. The liquid or the whatever the person has to actually get on you to contract it. So that's why they say, you know, you don't want to be touching rails. You want to use the hand sanitizers. You know, be careful about doorknobs and things like that with high traffic, because if they have any type of fluid that transfers from that person and you touch the doorknob or whatever next, then you're liable to get it, or it's possible that you can get it. But again, once you get it, just like the flu, your body naturally builds up an immune system and you cannot get that particular virus no more. What they're saying is they don't have a particular vaccine or cure for this thing. So, you know, if everybody gets it, then it'll just go away. It won't pop up again, because naturally the body would have built an immune system for it. Okay. But again, if you have a weak immune system, you're elderly, you have pre-existing health conditions, then it will affect you, and eventually you'll get pneumonia, and a lot of people die from pneumonia. That's what's going on. You see what I'm saying? So it's important that the right information gets out there, and we're not just looking at what the news is putting up there, and we're actually looking at the numbers and putting everything in perspective in regards to the numbers. So, let's get to the call lines. If you just joined us, family, we are talking about the coronavirus and how do you think people are responding to the coronavirus. How do you think the Trump administration is responding? Give us a call, 929-477-1697. Let's see if we get another call, get a couple more in,
okay,
and wrap it up.
Area code 314-616, caller. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Peace. How's everybody doing?
Hey, caller. Thanks.
Hello?
For calling.
Yeah, brother.
Yes, indeed.
Hey.
Peace, caller. Peace.
Man, Tampa, man, everything you say is always kind of in alignment. Me, personally, I've read through some things, and, you know, because it's out in the news, you don't even know it. If what you're reading is good information and bad information. But, Kevin, I know you can relate to this. This so reminds me of that video I sent you with Dr. Umar back in the day about the government shutdown. I feel like,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever this virus is, you know, it's just a test run to get public reaction. You got people panicking.
That's right.
Going up to Walmart, going up to here, and, you know, understanding this government that y'all love, trust, and vote for, I would take it a step further, because you're dealing with potential chemical warfare, and they know that, you know, your natural reaction to be stuck up on food and water was to say that they're not
mm-hmm.
intensifying what they're putting in the food or even getting you through the water. That's why they don't want you to put
mm-hmm.
rain water. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to take so many precautionary steps, and you know, to me, that the best thing we can do in situations like this is put our minds together, stop arguing.
That's right.
Take care of single mothers and elderly people, and
that's
do
what right.
we can as a people to help each other. Because, you know, you may think you're doing something because, you know, you got this 401k and it's $1 million in the bank. What happens when the money fails? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's going to come down to offering up your supply and gathering your resources, and even going into these churches and Walmarts and mosques and stuff, that could be potentially a death trap, because now you may be dealing with like a recreate force situation. So, you know, who knows, man?
Yes,
and
indeed.
That's pretty much
yes, indeed.
All I have to say about that.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Carla. Appreciate it. Like I say, my theory is still that this is a global reset. They're looking to reset globally, and not to go too cosmic Kev on y'all, but I think because the consciousness of the planet is rising, they pay attention to social media. They know where people's heads are at. They know that people are not really falling for the okey-doke, and there's an awakening. So this is the perfect catalyst to put people back to sleep using fear. Again, we're talking about 60 deaths in the United States, where there's 330 million people and everything's shut down. See what I'm saying? So we're talking about there's an agenda here. I think things are going, or they're going to make things seem worse as next week's come, and the week after that, they're going to pump up the fear and the hysteria. But again, this is a global reset to drop the dollar. They want to get a recession in. They want to get things low. You see what I'm saying? And they want to lead the people who are fearful. They're going to lead them down a dark place. And those of us who are aware and in the light, we're going to be okay. You dig what I'm saying? We're going to be okay. Things may look a little different depending on how far they go with this thing. But, you know, we're going to be okay. And if you are a true believer in the, you know, the universe, powerful God, Allah, whoever, if you're a true believer, there's nothing to fear. This is what the prophecies and Bible has been talking about, and you know, or whatever, you know, so there's nothing to fear. I'm saying that to the people, and I'm also talking to myself as well. You dig what I'm saying? But I think, again, there's an agenda here, and we have to be aware of and put things in perspective. So maybe we probably get another call. Let's go.
Area code 314-397. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment? Area code 314-397. Hello?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I actually called to listen.
Okay.
Yes,
all
indeed.
Right. Thanks, Paula.
We appreciate
no
you
problem.
Calling. Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Let's go. Okay, area code 315, and this probably have to be the last caller, too. Area code 315-767, calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a little comment. It's the same as the last time we talked about this coronavirus. For one, I do think that Trump is doing the best that he can with what he's given to work with, what he's fighting against, with, you
mm-hmm.
know, our mass media causing mass hysteria, and the fact that we are
right.
a country of free people, or supposed to be a country of free people, and it's hard to just say, hey, y'all got to stop being free, because there's this sickness that ain't nowhere near as bad as the flu just yet, but it might
right.
be soon. So you got
right.
you know,
right.
You said you got to take it with a grain of salt. I take it with a whole tablespoon.
Right, right. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, I don't want to get it twisted like this is not something, yeah, to be concerned. I don't want to be brushing it off like it's not
he's
a
only,
concern.
He's
I think
only
it's,
the president, and he's only a man. So what do you
right,
expect with him? He's,
right.
not, you know, he's not a magician, not the ruler
right, right.
of some sort of magic school that just wave a wand
fact.
And all this stuff is fixed. He can only do so much.
Fact. Agreed. Now, and to Trump's defense, I'm going to give Trump this. He has had, since he's been in office, even before he got in office, he's always had a war against the media. And I can respect that because the media, for the most part, is to blame for this current hysteria that we see. Right? The media is to blame. I'm talking about your CNNs, even your Fox, CNBC, Fox, all the big conglomerates, the Reuters News, Associated Press, they are responsible for selling this fear to the people.
Oh.
Right?
Just in America alone.
A major
alone,
part of
like
that.
This. Just in America alone, as of the day before yeah. yesterday, 2 days ago, Friday, 144 children under the age of 15 have died from the regular flu. That's more that's
exactly.
more children than all the people that have died of coronavirus since it started in America.
Exactly.
That's just the kids.
So, and that's just
the
kids. Exactly.
The tens of thousands of people that have died from the flu as of, and it's not, we weren't running and buying toilet paper off the shelves at that.
Exactly.
We're nobody trying to lock
exactly.
the doors and lock out the community from that.
Exactly. Seasonal flu, you can go to the CDC website. The seasonal flu kills between 18,000 or 30,000 people each year. We're just talking about
and
the seasonal flu.
And it kills the important people. It kills the important
and
people. The people that provide in our community, the people that stimulate our economy, the people that work, and the people that are going to grow up and start paying taxes, not the people that aren't paying taxes
exactly.
anymore and that are just sucking off the taxpayers. So, I mean, what
right.
do they call it when an old person dies of the flu? When an old person dies of the flu, they call it natural causes.
So why is it any different than they die of coronavirus? They're going to die. They're old. They're not contributing anymore. It's time for them to go on and go.
Yes.
There's no reason for 20 and 40-year-olds to be running out there buying up the stores.
Yeah. I mean, I mean to call a little harsh, but yes, he's exactly on point. The people who are dying from the coronavirus are people who are already vulnerable and who are probably going to die anyway because it happens
each
year.
But that's all I got. That's all I can let you come on.
Yes, indeed. See, that's why I'm saying people, we have to, that's why I want the family to just
relax and
look at things. Step outside the realm of reality and just look at things from the outside. Look at the numbers. Check the number of flu deaths each seasonal flu season. It's staggering to see the number of people that die from the flu. So what's happening with all the flu casualties? Have they stopped dying because COVID-19? No, they're still dying. The caller just gave you some stats of the number of children who had died from the flu. So, I mean, we have to keep things in perspective. And like I say, with the numbers that I'm comparing, there has to be an agenda to the way they're shutting everything down based on 60 people dying in the U.S. from the coronavirus. There has to be something else to this. So, you know, That's where I'm at with it. I know we had said a lot. Y'all can respond. We coming down. We win the last 10 minutes of the show. I don't know if we got time for another call. Did y'all want to respond to anything?
We can get ready to wrap it up.
Yes, indeed. Well, let me say this again because, like I say, I think Trump is an employee in this. And these strings are being pulled from higher power, and he kind of got blindsided. He thought it was a blowover, and it didn't. With the help of the media and these other institutions, they kind of snowballed things and shut everything down. So now what we go see next week is they're going to start closing restaurants. And you can't leave out unless it's an emergency or you're going to the store, right? So and this is going to be enacted in the major cities first because New York will be the first test run. Then you may see Washington, California perhaps, or they may come in late. But you're going to see these test runs that go on in these major cities first, and then they're going to implement it across the country. Where you'll be seeing military vehicles. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of thing that they've talked about. They've shown us in movies. You got Outbreak. You got Contagion. You got this movie that I just watched called Toxic Skies where they was talking about a pandemic that happened, a virus. Everything sounds very similar to the coronavirus when they talk about it. Like I say, Hollywood has been making these movies, these TV series, pandemic, like all these things you can look up and see and just watch one of these movies and you're going to be like, Dad, that kind of sounds like what's going on right now. So that means with that, it's called predictive programming. Put these things out into the universe. You make these movies and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's what's going on now. As you can see, the military vehicles are going to be in these cities if they go to, if they take it that far, then you can see a lot of crazy things. But again, it depends on how you look at it, because a lot of good things are going to come out of this as well. You see what I'm saying? As far as there'll be people who will awaken as well, people who will develop a new consciousness as well. Some people will go back to sleep due to the fear. Some people will raise their level of consciousness. And it'll be an opportunity for people who have the knowledge, to get assets, to level up, to come up with new things, you know, new inventions, new ideas to implement in this time of fear when everybody's crazy and going, you know, hysteric. There'll be people who will shine and who will be able to help. You know, the people and humanity move forward. But like I say, it will be more to come. It's going to be interesting. I think we are just in the beginning. They're talking about at least 2 weeks to 2 months with this thing as far as things being shut down. So, you know, it'll be interesting. I think we have a long road, but I think this is a test run to see how people are going to react. How much control does the mainstream media have? What can they put out there to make people boo left or right? And, you know, they just monitoring and seeing what's going on. You know, analytics is a big thing when it comes to the internet. They analyze our data. They analyze our posts. They analyze keywords. They know what's going on with the people.
It is what it
is. In this country, but around the world. They understand what the mindset is, and a lot of people are awakening, and this is a way to hit that reset button, you know, to get people back back in line, in my opinion. And, you know, this cosmic care.
All right, my
and,
brother.
You know, that's my story, my brother. But, you know, we'll see.
All right, my brother. Let's make it plain.
Make it plain. So I'm going to let y'all wrap it up. Go ahead.
I'll say, in regards to the topic about how this administration is handling it, I stick with what I said earlier. I think the administration is doing a great job in trying to keep the people calm, reducing the travel. Things that at the federal level, I think things are going smooth. Now, we can maybe do this another time next week or another time to discuss how things are getting handled at the state level and the private sector, because in those two institutions, I see a lot of flaws. And some of these things, I fear that we're blurring with the federal administration. You know, like some of the callers had alluded to, you mean, you know, some of the things that could have been done at the state level, you know, the feds don't have no control.
It is what it is.
Like I said, I think the administration's doing a good job. And if people would do what they're supposed to do on their end, keep their immune system up to par, keep themselves clean, do what you're supposed to do for yourself, then maybe we can get a better handle on this type of things without having to close all these businesses down and shut stuff down. People using common sense. If we didn't have wet markets where they chopping up animals and just letting the blood and urine and stuff run down the street and people walking through and eating bats and cats and rats, maybe we could be doing stuff like that too that would help keep some of these diseases down. Help, because I know that's not the full, you know, thing of why we had these things, but it may help. So again, I'm cool with what the feds have been doing up to par. We'll see what happens tomorrow, because the CDC is going to speak tomorrow. The task force is going to speak to us again in the morning. The CDC is going to talk in the afternoon. So everyone, take heed and listen to that and see what's going on tomorrow. And try to do your best to stay safe.
Yes, indeed.
Well, okay, I was just say this really quick, because the topic is actually, what is your thoughts on the response to the coronavirus pandemic? So it's just in general, not just narrowing it in on just the government.
The administration. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, what are your thoughts on the response to the coronavirus pandemic? But, you know, I'll just say this. Thanks, everybody, for you know, for tuning in with us and sharing your thoughts with us. Join us next Sunday and each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have any show topic ideas, please feel free to email us at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Peace. See you next week.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper.
Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper 2 weeks talking.